Here we go.
Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind.
Mm.
You are so intimately aware of me, Lord.
Mm.
You read my heart like an open book.
Come on,
and
talk
you
to
know
me.
All the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence.
Woo!
You know every step I will take before my journey begins.
Come on.
You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past.
Talk to me.
You have laid your hand on me. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible.
Woo!
Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength.
Mm.
Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face?
Come on.
If I go up to heaven, you're there.
Right there. Keep going.
If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too.
You're there too.
If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there.
Come on.
If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting.
Awaiting.
Wherever I go, your hand will guide me.
Mm.
Your strength will empower me.
Come on.
It's impossible to disappear from you
Woo.
Or to ask the darkness to hide me.
Come on.
For your presence is everywhere, bringing
everywhere.
Light into my night.
Mm.
There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day.
Woo.
There's no difference between the two.
Mm.
You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside.
Come
and
on.
Wove them all together in my mother's womb.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex.
Mm.
Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking.
Mm.
It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body.
Come on.
When you created me in the secret place.
Yes.
Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something.
Woo!
You saw who you created me to be before I became me.
Yes.
Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Every single moment you are thinking of me.
What you
How
say?
Precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought.
Come on.
Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of the sand on every shore.
Mm.
When I awake each morning, you're still with me.
If that didn't grab you, if that didn't shake you, if that didn't just, somebody say, And then we run out there and try to find stuff when God just already told us everything that we needed to know, because he know everything there is to know about who you are. What you need, what your desire is. Somebody say, Do you guys know how many grains of sand that there is on a beach? You won't know. But what did that just say about that? Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. I just asked y'all how many grains of sand on a beach. But he said every shore. Every shore. So whatever the desire is, you go to the source. Whatever the need is, you go to the source. Whatever you want the house to become, you go to the source. Whatever you are looking for, seeking, you go to the source. There is not one man out there that can tell you any of those things. And you run into them. Not one complaint that you can come up with, and you run into a complaint. Not one backbiting, envy, strife can give you any of that information, but you choose to run to that. You're trying to figure it out with your own mind. And God said, I am who I am. I know every need before you even need it. And the only way to receive it is to place yourself in position to receive it. And placing yourself in position to receive it is being consistent and the word of truth. Understanding that God is not my way anymore. I am the mother that you created. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Live through me, walk through me, speak through me. Allow the word to resonate in me that when I open up my lips, instead of complaining, fussing, griping, and complaining, I speak only your word. Because your word is going to get my son attention. Your word is going to get my daughter attention. Your word will even get my husband attention. Not me trying to make my husband do this, make my kids do this, but your word and your word alone changes everything. 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 So if you ain't never loved your mama unconditionally and loved her the right way without a hidden agenda, you have learned today that you need to pour yourself out and you give her the trophies and all the respect and all the love that she deserves. And if you want to make her life happy and her heart happy, now I just gave you the cliff notes on it and I just showed you how to do it. When you honoring the Lord and you doing things the God kind of way, then your mom's heart is happy. What else would she want from you? Because money will not meet that need. You done all that all your life. You done bought your mama something on Mother's Day all your life. But what will you do on tomorrow and tomorrow and Monday? What will you do on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday? I seek to make my mom proud. My mother's proud now. What are your game plan? What are your plan of action? What steps are you going to take? What are your game plan? What are your plan of action? What steps are you going to take? Have a plan, Jacob, on how I'm going to make sure my mom understands my heart. And whenever I miss it, my mom understands my heart, and mom and dad is there to get me on track, not to beat me up, not to put me down, not to beat my butt every single time, but teach me, thus says the Lord. And we as parents got to be receptive to the Spirit and allow God to really use us in a mighty way. We are living in a time where everything, anything is okay. Everything, anything is okay. Everything, anything is okay. I'm not going to allow it to happen. Had a client this week. When won't God do it? Yeah, God do it. Do y'all realize y'all just cuss God out when y'all say that? Won't he will? You realize it? No. God have completed a complete work. Why is he going to do? Y'all see how clever the enemy is? You got to guard your words. You got to guard your words. My allergies. Oh, okay. Why should he heal you from that when it's belonging to you and you just made it personal? Why should he take that away from you when you said it's mine? Give me $100 and I'm going to tell you that's my 100. That means try to come and take it. 1231, that's our house for now. So don't take on the things that you don't, that don't belong to you. Amen. My bad, cheering. Who? You just slap God in the face. But you want your cheering not to be bad, but my bad, cheering. They don't know how to act, but you want them to act right. Okay, you just said they don't know how to act,